Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But you see the point that they had that gift of tongue. Like, it was not some kind of babbling like they do today. Noel was not here this morning. I mentioned this a while back. Noel used to go to a Pentecostal church. And I know I'm going to get some feedback. This is live streaming. It goes on the radio. I'm probably going to get some feedback here from other people and all. That's okay. I got big boy pants. I can handle it, okay? They actually would teach people how to speak in tongues. They would stand and Noel would tell me experience, and so would somebody else would tell me that they're in church, I won't name, but they would stand in front of the mirror and they would repeat certain phrases that the teacher would tell them what to say, whatever the babbling was, so they could be up next Sunday and they rehearse what they're supposed to say, and they'd get up there and hobbla, 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 whatever they say, you know, and all. This is not what they're talking about. They're speaking in actual language, okay? So, and angels, anyway, if and have not charity, I become a blowhard. Verse number 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, again, he said, even if I did. He didn't say he did. You know, Paul was an apostle. He's using that example for them. Because some had the gift of tongues, some had the gift of prophecy, some had the gift of knowledge that we talked about in chapter number 12. He said, if I had that gift, or if you had that gift, and you didn't have it with charity, it says, I'm nothing. I love that. And though I had the gift of prophecy, the word prophecy literally is able to speak the word of God by revelation. We don't have prophets today. You have to be careful of those preachers who stands up and says, I'm a prophet of God, or God told me something by revelation. God speaks to us through his word. But he said, even if I had that gift of prophecy, I would speak from God to the people by his divine revelation. Then he adds this, and understand all mysteries. The word all mysteries and all knowledge means, even if I could know it all. Yeah. If I am, I'm a know-it-all. By the way, you know anybody who thinks they're a know-it-all? I hate to be around those type of people who know it all. They're proud and they're arrogant. You can't tell them nothing. Why? Because I know it all. I learned this in Bible school, which is a long time. Me and Latrice, yesterday was their anniversary, and I was wrong on the number of years we were married. I told her, happy anniversary. I said, it's been a wonderful 37 years. And she looked at me. I said, 35. She looked at me. She said, it's been 39. And I cannot believe we're 1 year away from our 40th anniversary. And I didn't want to think of her being that old. She knows I'm, isn't she beautiful to be? She's 59. Most beautiful woman in the world. I tell every visitor that comes in here, there's no most beautiful woman in the world. I'm digging my hole, but I'm going deeper and deeper. Anyway, she said, do you realize I've lived with you twice as long as I've lived with my mom and dad? Anyway, I remember talking about going to school. A little bit after we were married, I surrendered to preach and all, went to Bible college for 3-4 years, whatever it was. And she put up with me going back. Anyway, long story short, when I was in Bible college, one of my teachers said this, my very first day. Remember Lawrence Berthoff? Y'all remember Lawrence Berthoff? He was my homiletics teacher. Okay, and he, funny to be a homiletics preacher. Remember, Brother Lawrence Berto loved him to death, but he would preach like this. He would preach with his eyes. Y'all remember that? He preached with his eyes closed. He's a good preacher, but he'd preach like this. You know, I guess because he looked at people, he lost track of. Anyway, first day on the chalkboard, he wrote this, and it stuck with me, and I know it wasn't original to him, but because I attributed to him, that's the first time I've seen it. He said, wrote on the chalkboard, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. I never forgot that. Because here were young preachers, a bunch of know-it-alls. First day in Bible college, you know, and man, we're going to teach these teachers something. Not really, but you know, the one you first, okay. People don't care how much you know till you know how much you care. And this is what Paul the Apostle says. Though I have the gift of all mysteries and all knowledge, I know everything there is to just ask me. You don't even have to Google it. You don't have to go to Wikipedia. It says, if I could do all that and still have not charity, he says, I'm nothing. Wow. From knowing it all to think you're something to really, you're nothing. It's interesting. I have in my notes, and I wrote it in capital letters, you're a no one. That sounds bad, don't I? One day I'm going to have a book written, and I'm going to put that in there. You think you're something because you have all these gifts, but really you're nothing. You're a no one. You're nobody because you don't have love. Interesting. Verse number 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, again, he didn't do this, but he's saying, if I did those things and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. I could die a martyr's death, but I don't do it for the right reason. Maybe I'm doing it, but I am. People will remember me and my last hurrah. Whatever the reason, if they don't do it because of love for you, for God and for your fellow man, he says, it profiteth you nothing. Even if I did, Paul presented the possibility that if a person could do wonderful acts and still not have a heart of charity, it matters not. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. You've heard that before. Paul used an extreme example to make his point. If Paul was to give his body for burning, become a martyr, and have not charity, it would profit him nothing. In other words, it would gain him nothing. Okay. And then in verse number 4-7, and I don't know if I'll be able to get, I can't get it all. Paul lists 15 characteristics of Christian love that only God can give, and I'll do what I can and finish it next time I come back. Look at verse number 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Now, these are characteristics of love, of charity. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed. You get the point? Ain't I something? Okay. Charity suffereth long, is patient. It's like the word patience. This word in the New Testament always describes patience with people and not patience in circumstances. Let me repeat. When he uses this word in the New Testament, it always refers as putting up with people, being patient with people, not in circumstances, things that are happening. You know, it's harder to be patient with people than it is circumstances. So he's talking about that, being patient, that charity is suffereth long. Lovingly put up with people. Am I talking to the right folks? This kind of love, you lovingly put up with people, even though they may be a dog. Or what I used to, I'd say, the scum of the earth. You lovingly put up with them because of God's love. Aren't you glad God loves you? That is what God still, okay. This charity, this kind of love, suffereth long. It has long patience. There's a story I read, and I wanted to write this down, a great story. Told how no one treated President Abraham Lincoln with more contempt than did Edwin Stanton. He was a lawyer and a politician. You know, politicians don't get along. We think like a Republican Democrat type. Okay, in Abraham's days. Stanton called Lincoln a low, cunning clown, and he named Abraham Lincoln the original gorilla, saying that people were fools to wander about Africa trying to see a gorilla when they could easily find one in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln, now listen to this, Lincoln said nothing. During the Civil War, Lincoln made Stanton his war minister. The same guy who criticized him, couldn't stand Abraham Lincoln. He made him the head of the war machine because Stanton was the best man for the job, and Lincoln treated him with courtesy and respect. The years of the Civil War wore on. The Civil War ended, and the night came when an assassin's bullet murdered Lincoln in the theater. Remember Ford's Theater. In the little room to which the president's body was taken, stood that same Edwin Stanton, a few people who were gathered around Abraham Lincoln. Edwin Stanton was in that room. Looking down on Lincoln's silent face, he said through his tears, the same man who criticized Abraham Lincoln, "There lies the greatest ruler of men the world has ever seen." The patience of love had conquered in the end. Charity suffereth long.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.